Quotes of Wisdom and Knowledge Part 1. It is never biddle Torah to study wisdom. Accept the truth from whatever source it comes. When I look at the list of the 100 self-help books that I've read, it's almost impossible to remember more than two or three takeaways from each book. Yet they're all brimming with life-changing insights. One of the biggest mistakes I made early on was not taking better notes while reading. While I've since fixed this bad habit, I was often too precious with my books. I didn't want to earmark the pages or annotate the text, but if you read a lot, it's essential to track the important lessons and takeaways that you glean from the pages. Otherwise, it'll just go in one ear and out the other. If you're aware of certain topics, then you necessarily put yourself in a position of responsibility. If you're in a room where a fire starts and you're the only one who sees it, you now have a responsibility to tell the other people in the room that there is a fire. That same responsibility applies to philosophy. If you have an idea or concept that you think would be helpful for other people, you have a responsibility to share that idea with others. You don't have to see it as an overbearing ball and chain. That responsibility helps you to fulfill your own life. The way I see it, if you have to walk from something because it conflicts with your values, you walk away. Own your values, don't compromise. Some people can operate with the mindset of, "I want it so bad, I'll do anything to get it." Well, that's their value base. It may work for them, but not for me. There are many things more important to me than money. There are lines I won't cross. If you are not clear on those lines for yourself, you can find yourself in a situation where you have to choose. If you are unprepared, you can make a really bad mistake. You can get more with honey than with vinegar. Everybody loves to find fault, it gives a feeling of superiority. We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. A ship in harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for. Parents wonder why the streams are bitter, when they themselves have poisoned the fountain. The fact that an opinion has been widely held is no evidence whatever that it is not utterly absurd. Indeed, in view of the silliness of the majority of mankind, a widely spread belief is more likely to be foolish than sensible. The faintest ink is more powerful than the strongest memory. Ideas without action are worthless. A professional writer is an amateur who didn't quit. It's not the latest trend. It's not a hashtag on social media. And it's certainly not selfish. Self-care is an incredibly important part of your physical and mental health. The better you nurture yourself, the better equipped you will be to enjoy your life, reach your goals, and help and support others. When you practice self-care, rather than surrender to a bad day, you set a positive tone for the hours ahead. You take control over how you respond to the situation. The key to self-care is introspection, resisting the urge to react right away and instead taking the time to reflect and make a plan. For a narcissist, criticism is unacceptable and often triggers episodes of rage or revenge. Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn. Teachers who establish and maintain norms for an effective learning environment spend more time teaching because less time is usurped by discipline. People who are constantly smiling appear to be more trustworthy than those who are not. And don't forget that the more you smile, the happier other people around you feel. Never underestimate the value of a smile. The person who is smart enough to keep smiling usually winds up with something good enough to smile about. For example, if your friend tells you, "Ugh, I had a terrible day today," instead of responding with, "Me too," and then listing everything that was bad about your day, you might say, "I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?" And then listen compassionately with your full attention.